Okay.
We're up to the top line of Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara reminds us of something it had said at the end of yesterday, which I said then that we would discuss it today. It's the top line. The Braisa had said, Musaf Sak Al Habeged, Sak, which is goat hair, which they would make some clothes out of goat hair. So Musaf Sak Al Habeged, Sak is more machmir, has more attributes than a beged, than an ordinary article of clothing. Shetame Mishum Orig, because it is tame, because it is woven. So the Gemara asks, Atu beged lav orighu? What about regular clothes? Aren't they woven also? What do you mean that a sock is more, has more things about it? It's more. It's musaf. It has additional halachas. Because it's woven? What, a regular garment's not woven? Every garment's woven. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachik armor. This is what it means. Musaf sock al habeged. Sock is more, is more chamor than beged. Afal pisha ena arug, even if it's not woven. Why? Because normally the only time a beged will be makabel tuma is if it's a woven beged. If it's just strands of material of wool, that's not going to become makabel tuma because it's not a kli, it's not a beged. But goat hairs is different. Even if it's not woven, if it's not arug, it'll still become tame. So the Gemara says, Lamai chazi, what can you do with goat hairs that are not woven? What are they? What is that? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shekein ani koleya, because a poor person will braid them. Shalosh nimen, three goat hairs. Vitole betzavor bito, and he'll hang it on the neck of his daughter. And the poor person will only do this with goat hairs. In other words, he won't weave it in the normal weaving process, but he'll just braid them together. That is considered enough by goat hairs to be considered already a beged, and it'll make the beged, and it'll make the sock makabel tuma, even though it's not woven. Fine. Now, the entire amud here is going to be talking about sack, which is goat hairs, and in those days they used to make, you'll see, different articles out of goat hairs. So, Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk in Parsha Shemini, it says sak. So just to get the full pasuk, it says in Parsha Shemini, v'chol asher yipol mehem b'mosam. Oh, so the pasuk lamed aleph, the pasuk before that says, elu tihatameim lochem b'chol hasheretz. These are what can make somebody tameh if they touch a sheretz. Chol anogea behem b'mosam yitma ara orev. If anybody touches it, they become tameh till evening. What is that? B'chol sheyipol lahem mehem the tamos amitma b'chol kli eight o beged o or o sak. That's the one o sak. Kol kli asher yaseh malacha b'hem b'mayim yuva b'tamei ad erev tohir. So you see here in this pasuk that it mentions the word sak. So Tana Rabbanan sak. It says in the pasuk by Sheretz and Parsha Shmini, it says the word sak. Ein li ela sak. I only know from that pasuk that if it's an article of clothing, like we had, like Rashi reminds us, like a shepherd used to wear these clothing made out of sack, made out of goat hairs. Minayin l'rabos es akilkli v'esachabek. How do I know that this should include the both different types of straps? The kilkli is a strap that covered the breast underneath the neck of the animal, and the chabak covered the belly of the animal. How do I know to include these articles that even, because they're made out of goat hair and they should also be makabel tuma if they touch a sheretz? Talmud Lomer Osak. The word O is marbe these items also. But Yachal Sha'ani marbe esachavalim ves hamashichos. I would think to include the chavalim are ropes and mashichos are measuring ropes, like a tape measure. The rope would be X number of whatever measurement long, and they would use that to measure other things. What about those which are not used for animals really? What about those items? Maybe those items should also become tamei. Talmud Lomer sock. So it says goat hairs. Ma sak tavoy va'orig. Just like goat hairs are spun, and the normal use of a goat hair is they would spun va'orig, and it's also woven. Af kol tavoy va'orig. So too, the only thing that we want to be makabel tuma from sack, is something that is woven, is spun, and then woven. And these ropes, these measuring ropes, were not spun. So they didn't spin the threads before they made the ropes, and therefore they're not included in the din of sack. and they would not be mekabel tumah. Fine. No. So that's what we said before. So the braiding of the necklace for the poor person, that is considered weaving, and then Rashi points out that those materials are spun first. That was the chiddush before. That even though it's not really woven, it's just braided together, that is considered woven by sack. We would not say that by regular garments, but by sack we would. Where? Right, af kol tovi v'arik. Right, no, certainly if it's arik, certainly if it's woven. But the chiddush before was, even if it's not woven, even if it's just braided together, that doesn't have the substantialness of weaving, that's still going to make a beged of sack tamei. But the problem with the ropes is that they're not spun. The goat hairs are not spun beforehand. That's the problem over there. Now, Harehu Omer, it says by Parshas Midyon and Parshas Matos, when the Bnei Yisrael had the battle with the Midyanim, and that was by the presumption is that whole parsha is talking about Tamei Mace because all the people died there, right? There were a lot of deaths. So it says over there, and they had a lot of booty. The Jews got a lot of booty. So it says over there, b'chol kli ar, b'chol kli ma'ase izim tizchatau. So that pasuk about that pasuk over there also mentions kli ar b'chol ma'ase izim, which is the same thing as sackcloth. So the Gemara says over there again, l'rabos hakilkli v'es hachabek. That also includes the kilkli, the breast. Strap for the animal and the stomach strap for the animal. This is different. This is by Tamei Mace now. Tamei Mace is different than Tamei Sheretz. Yachal shani marba es hachavolim es hamashichos. Maybe I should also include these ropes. They should also become Tamei Mace. And the Gemara says, Vidinhu, I have a kal v'chomer from Sheretz. Vidinhu, Time b'sheretz v'time b'mace. It's such a thing as tumah by sheretz, and there's such a thing as tumah by mace. Ma kishatime b'sheretz, lo time elo tavoy v'orig. Just like by tumah sheretz, the only time something is makabel tumah is if it's spun and woven. Af kishatime b'mace, lo time elo tavoy v'orig. So too, by tumah mace, the only time something can be tumah is if it's spun and woven. And since these ropes are not spun and woven, we have a gzeirah shavah from sheretz. I can learn out from sheretz that these things are not makabel tumah by mace either. So the Gemara says, Hain, you want to make such a Zereshav, such a Kavachomer? You can't make such a Kavachomer. Why not? In Hekel b'tamei sheretz, shehikala. But tamei sheretz is different, because tamei sheretz is more makel. Why is it more makel? Because tamei sheretz is only tamei for one day. So nekel b'tumas mei, shehichamura. We're gonna learn out that the same halachos should apply the tamei meis, which is much more chamor. The tamei meis would be the paraduma. It takes 7 days. We're gonna make such a kavach. We can't. So therefore, Talmud Lomar beged va'or l'gzeir shava. We cannot learn it out of a kavach homer, but we can learn it out of a gzeir shava. It says by the pasuk of sheretz in Parsha Shmini that I read before. It says beged va'or b'sheretz. V'nemar beged v'or b'meis, and it says beged v'or in the parsha of the Midyan and parsha Matos. Ma beged v'or ha'amor b'sheretz. Just like the only time a garment, a leather, is going to be mekabel tumah by sheretz is ela tavu v'orid, only if it's spun and woven. Af beged v'or ha'amor b'meis lo time ela tavu v'orid. So too, by Tomei Meis, it will not become Tomei unless it's spun and woven. So we have a Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah, you really can't answer the question on it, because it's not logic anyway. That's not 100% true. We're going to see in a few minutes. Fine. Now, Uma beged v'or ha'amur b'meis Tomei kol ma'isi izim. Just like the pasuk in Parshas Matos made the reference of kol ma'isi izim, af beged v'or ha'amur b'sheretz Tamei kol ma'ase izim. So too, the pasuk in Parashat Shmini, which said the words beged va'or, we're going to have the gzeirah shavah now include also kol ma'ase izim, anything made out of goat hairs, which is going to include the kilkali and the chavek. We just had that from the pasuk of 3 minutes ago. The Gemara is going to ask that in right now. Fine. Now. So has everyone got that? Basically, we have a gzeira shava between sheretz and mace, that only things that are woven and spun, and that gzeira shava now included even the breast strap and the stomach strap that we mentioned. The breast strap and the stomach strap that we just mentioned, we had the extra pasuk of osak to include that. The Gemara is going to address that. Now, back to sheretz. Ainli ela davar habar min ha'izim. I only know that this applies only to things that come from goats, because it says the word osak, and sak means goat hairs. Menayin l'rabo is davar habar mizan of hasus, mizan of hapara. What about garments or other things made out of the tail of a horse or the tail of a cow? How do I know that those also can be makabel toma if they're made into garments? Talmud lomar, osak. What says by tome sheretz, osak. So the word o, it comes to include these items. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But we use the word osak to include the breast strap and the stomach strap. Now you're using the word osak to include horse hair and cow hair, the tail. So the Gemara says, yeah, hani mili, we use the word osak mikame delesi gzereshava, before we had the gzereshava. Hashto da'asi gzereshava, now that we have the gzereshava, iaiterlei, the word o is extra, and I can use the word o to include horse tails and cow tails. Now, the ainli ela b'sheretz. I only know that these tails can become tamei if made into a beged by sheretz, because the word osak is only written there. B'tumas meis minayin. How do I know that the same would work by tumas meis? So the Gemara says, v'dinu, I have a kal v'chomer. Timei b'meis v'timei b'sheretz. We have tuma exists in the world by meis, and tuma exists in the world by sheretz. Ma kishatimei b'sheretz, asa davar habar mizan of hasos and mizan of hapara, just like by sheretz. We include tumah, things that are made from a horse and things that are made from a cow. Kimaisi izim, just like they're the same halachas as things made with a goat. Af kishatimei b'meis, so too when I'm talking about tamei meis, asa davar habar mizan of hasos and mizan of hapara, kimaisi izim, shouldn't I include the by tamei meis, these items made from horse tail or cow tail, just like goat's hair? Why should they be different? So the Gemara says, "Hain, you want to make that kal v'chomer? You can't. In here, by Tumas Erev, Tumas Erev has much more halachas about it. Tumas Erev means Tumas Sheretz, because the Tumah only lasts for one night, for one day. By Erev, the Tumah's over. Shehi merubeh, because Tumas Sheretz is more, has more halachos. What does that mean, it has more halachos? So machlok is Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says, what's Meruba about it? Rashi says, Shekol Hamagos Tumas Erev Hain. There are so many things that can make you Tumas Erev. Bein Sheretz, Nevela, Shechvazera, Maga Hazav, Maga Tomei Meis. I'm sorry. Right, all these things, there are so many things that can make you have Tumah from a Sheretz. Tumah from a Meis? It's just a Meis. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, because the Rabbeinu Chananel says that, what does it mean? He says in the bottom over there, Pirish, Tuma Sheretz, no Haggis Peshmona Shratzim. There are eight different Shratzim that can make you Tame. But Narba Tumas Mace, she Muetes, she ain't El of a Mace Bulvad. But a Mace, only one Mace. There's one kind of Mace in the world. Sheretz is eight Shratzim. So, either way, Tumah Sheretz has much more halachos about it than Tumah Meis does. So you can't learn the two.
Why did Mar say this before?
We're going to get to that question even. Hold that question. The question was, why did the Gemara say this before when it rejected it on other grounds? The other grounds it rejected it earlier was on the fact that what?
Because 7 days.
Right. We're going to get to that in a minute. Fine. So anyway, so we can't learn a Kal V'chomer because Sheretz has much more. It's much more common, and therefore it's different. Fine. So the Gemara answers, Talmud Lomar, Beged V'or. Right? Therefore we have again the same Gzeira Shava, Beged V'or. Beged V'or L'Gzeira Shava. Nemar Beged V'or B'Sheretz. It says Beged V'or in Parshas Shmini by Sheretz. V'nemar Beged V'or B'Meis. And it says Beged V'or in Parshas Matos, dealing with the Tumas Meis. Ma Beged V'or Ha'omor B'Sheretz. Also, davar habar mizan of hasos and mizan of hapara, just like by tumah sheretz, we included items made from the tail of a horse and a cow. Kamaisi izin, just like goat hair. Af beged v'ar amu b'meis. Also, davar habar mizan of hasos and mizan of hapara. Kamaisi izin. So too, we say the same thing by tameh meis. Now the Gemara says umufne, and this gzeirah shava must be open. That means that the words that you're using to learn this gzeirah shava must be extra, because if they're not extra, even though gzeirah shava has no logic, and it's something that you learn from your Rebbe, there's no logic to gzeirah shava. It says one word here and one word there, and you make a comparison in halacha, unlike a kal v'chomer, which is pure logic. Even though gzeirah shava has no logic, if the word is not extra, you can ask a question on it. So too over here, umufne, the Gemara says, it must be that this is extra. The ilo mufne, because if the words would not be extra, ikal amifrach, we could ask another question. Ma l'sheretz, shekein matame b'ka adasha. Sheretz is more machmir, because it's matame with something so small, the size of an adasha, a lentil bean. Unlike Tumas Meitz, which is Matanu Kizayis, which is a much larger shear. So against that, the Gemara brings up a third difference. So what's going on here? So the Marsha says that really the Gemara knew all along it could ask any one of them. And it asks whichever one it chooses for whatever reason. But now that we're talking about Gzeirah Shava, which is the strongest limud, it's a much stronger limud than a Binyanav, we use the strongest issue why they're different. Why is Adasha the strongest issue? Because it shows both aspects. It shows it's more chamur and it's more common. Right? It's easy to have a smaller size, and the smaller size makes it more machmer. So that's why the Gemara picks this one here. And in a chenami, the Gemara could have asked any of the other ones earlier. So malasharis kateru tami b'ka adasha. So if not for the fact that the word is extra, we would never be able to say this gzeirah shava. So the Gemara says li'i, you're right. If nuye mufne, it's certainly extra. Why? Michti. Sheretz ishkis l'shikvas zera. Sheretz is compared to shikvas zera. Where's that? That's in Parshas Emor. It diksiv, because it says, ish ish teitzi mimenu shikvas zera. It's a pasuk dalet in Parachov Beis. It says, ish ish mizera aron v'utzarua ozav v'kotchim l'yochel adash yitar v'ragea. Then it says, ish asher teitzi mimenu shikvas zera. V'samach lei, ish asher yiga b'chol sheretz. And the next pasuk says, oh, ish asher yiga b'chol sheretz. Asher yit malo. So you see that they're connected. V'ksiv bei b'shikvas zera. And it says, by shikvas zera. Where's that? That's the Parashas Mitzorah. It says, v'chol beged v'chol or asher yi olav shikvas zera. It says in Parashas Mitzorah, it says, v'chol beged v'chol or asher yi olav shikvas zera v'chubas v'mayim v'torin ad ha'arav. So you see that since shikvas zera and sheretz are connected in Parashas Emor and in Parashas Mitzorah, shikvas zera, which is alone, has the words beged v'or. So the Gemara says, beged va'or the kasev achmana b'sheretz lomeli. So then why in Parashas Emor does the Torah have to say beged va'or by sheretz? Since we have a connection between shechvas zera and sheretz already, it's extra. So the Gemara says, shnami nalaf nuye. You're right, it's extra. Since it's extra, we could use it for the gzeirah shava, comparing it to mace. So the Gemara says, v'akati mufnu mitzad echad. Who? So now we see that these extra words are only extra on one side of the gzeirah shava. They're only extra on the side of sheretz. On the sheretz side, they're extra. So hani chalamanda amar mufnu mitzad echad lemidin ve'ein mashivin. That's good according to the manda amar. I think it would be Shmuel in Masechtas Nida who says that if the word is extra on one side, that's enough to make it a question proof gzeirah shava. Once it's free on one side, that's enough. But according to the other sheet over there in Nida, who says no, the only time that you can have a question proof gzeirah shava is if it's free on both sides. So here we see it's only free by sheretz. What about the other side? What about that? Manta Amar. So the Gemara says, no, really it's free on both sides. The meis nami ifnuye mufne. The word by meis is also available. Why? Michti. Because we see that meis iskash l'shichva zera. Meis is also compared to shichva zera. They're also written right next to each other. Diksiv v'hanogea b'chol tomei nefesh o ish asher teitzi menu shichva zera. That's in Parashas Emor. So you see they're connected over there. V'ksiv b'shichva zera, and it says, v'shichva zera, v'chol beged v'chol or. So you see that Sheikh Vazera alone says Beged V'or. And if I know that Sheikh Vazera and Mace are connected, so then Beged V'or, Dekasa Rechmana B'Mace, Lamali. So it would be extra for the Torah to write Beged V'or again by Thomas Mace. Shema Mina La'afnuye. So you see from here that they are extra. Anyone got that? Okay. Yes. Right. Right. Right.
Maybe that it's, we should say that the extra is by the mace. We should learn the Zeresha from Shibazera and Sheretz. Why would you say that?
Someone asked that question. I forgot what the answer. Someone asked that question. I think it was just the Limudim. They didn't want to go there because there's other halachos that come to play here. And I saw that question. I don't remember who asked it. And basically, the question was better than the answer. The answer was a technical answer. But in Echanami, you're right. Okay. Now once we discussed, we have a few lines of Agadah now. Once we discussed the whole issue of the Tumas Mace by Midyan, the Gemara goes off to a little tangent about what happened by the Tumas Mace by Midyan. So it says there in when they came back in Parashas Matos, it says, V'nakri v'tkorban Hashem ish asher matza kli zahav et ada v'tzamid tabaz agil v'chumaz. That when the soldiers came back, they brought all this booty, and they brought a carbon to Hashem. So, the Gemara says, first of all, what do all these words mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Agil. What's an Agil? Zed defus sheldaden. It's a ornament that they would put on that the women would put on their breast. And Kumaz Zed defus shel beis harechem. That's an ornament that they would put on their makom ha'erva. And this is the booty that the Bnei Yisrael brought back, in addition to rings and bracelets and whatnot. So Amar of Yosef, I hachi hainu de metargaminon mechoch. That's why the Targum translates the word chumaz as the word mechoch, which is davar hamevi l'dei gichoch. It's something that brings to joy. The word mechoch means joy and laughter. That's why the Targum translates that way, because that's what it was. It was an ornament for the makom ha'erva, which brings to joy. So it's very interesting that this is one of the few places in Shas where the words ihachi are not a question. Normally, ihachi, if that's true, then have the following question. And here it's like ihachi, so if that's true, then I have support for that. It's very unusual for the ihachi to be used in that way. As also we've said many times, that Rabbi Yosef is the one who always brings up Targum, who is very fluent in Targum, and he always uses Targum to support things that the Gemara is saying. Anyway, Amalei Rabba, Migufei Dekra, from the actual pasuk itself, we could say, Kishma Mina, Kumaz, what does the word Kumaz mean? Kan Makom Zima. Kumaz is an abbreviation for Kan Makom Zima. There is the Makom for Zima, for Znos. And then it says, Vayiksef Moshe Apakudi Hechoyel. Moshe got angry at the officers of the army. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amal Hen Moshe Yisrael. This is what Moshe said to them. Shema chazarte lekal talosam harishon. Maybe you reverted to your earlier bad ways, and that's why you're bringing a carbon, because you're having kapara for what you for sinning with the women in the battle. So amrulo. So they said no. Lo nefkad bimenu ish. Not one of us did any avera. So amalehen imkain kapara lama. So why are you bringing a carbon? If you didn't do anything wrong, what are you bringing a carbon for? Moshe wanted to know. So Amrullah, so they told him, even though we didn't do anything, we didn't do any Averas, but we thought about doing Averas. We thought about it, but we didn't do anything, so we're bringing a carbon for our thoughts alone. Miyad b'nikrev es carbon Hashem, they brought the carbon. Tani divei Rabbi Yishmael, so Tosfos, the Tabadim Tosfos says, but v'im tomer v'afilu yifas toru to Elohim, but they could have had a yifas tor. So why didn't they just marry them? So the answer is difficult. It's still aser. It's still an aveira. Even though it's mutter, it's still an aveira. Okay. Tana de Veira Bishmael. Why did the Bnei Yisrael of that generation need a kapara? Because they strayed with their eyes regarding erva. Amr of Sheshes, and of Sheshes says, Mipnei ma mana hakasav tachshitin shebechutz. In Tachshitin Shebifnim, why did the Torah list the tachshitin that women wear on the outer body, rings and bracelets and necklaces, why does the Torah list those im tachshitin mishem bifnim? With the ornaments that women wear on the inside of the body, it doesn't mean on the inside of the body. It means when they're clothed, like the ornaments for the breath, the ornaments for the makom erva. Why did the Torah list them together? So the Gemara says, lo malach, to tell you, kol hamistakel be'etzpa katana shel isha. Whoever looks at the etzpa katana of an isha, and I think Rashi says elsewhere that you're looking with the intention of having hana, with the intention of improper thoughts. It's no different than looking at the makam ha'erva. So the Vilna Gaon asks an unbelievable question. He says, what do you mean, Rav Sheshes, why did the Pasuk list them together? That's what the booty was. That's what they brought. That's what they found. So what do you mean, why did the Torah list all these items together? Because that's what it was. What should the Torah do? Not list it? That's what the booty was. They found all these jewelry for inner and jewelry for outer. So the Torah lists it all. So what's the Gemara saying? Why the Torah list it all? It must mean to tell you. What do you mean? What should the Torah have done? Not list it? The Torah is listing one. The Torah is going to list them all. So the Gemara says, you have to look at the trop. The trop is as follows. This is the trop of this pasuk. It says, V'nakrev is karban Hashem, isha sher matza, kli zahav, et adav v'tzamid, zakef katan, stop. And then the pasuk ends off, taba'as, a ring, agil, v'chumas. An agil and a chumas. What's the agil? Agil is the order for the breast, and the chumas is the ornament for the erva. But the word tabas is in tabas, agil, and chumas go together in the trop. So the Gra is asking, why is tabas in the same trop with agil and chumas? Tabas is a ring, right? We had the other two outer jewelry, stop, and then ring, agil, and chumas. So that's what the Gra is saying. That's what the Gemara is asking. Why did the Pasuk put that together? One's an inner, one's outer, and the two are inner. They don't belong together. So the Gemara answers, no, that's why it's the ring finger. And the Gemara answers, if you look at the ring finger, it's no different than looking at the Makom Ha'erva. That's how the Gemara answers the question. That's why it goes together. Unbelievable, the Gemara comes up with that. Rashi says specifically. Because the makom of the ring, exactly. Rashi alludes to this whole Vilna Gaon. It's the makom that you wear the ring. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Fine, so now we're done with all that Toma, and now we're back to carrying on Shabbos. I think of Sheshes. He would make that leap without knowing the truck, right.
Okay.
Right, interesting. That's very interesting. Right. Okay. We had this Gemara on the side. It says we had this already in Brachas Chof Dalet. I wonder if it was Rav Sheshes who said it there. I didn't look it up. Okay, the Mishnah says, Yote Isha, Arisha is allowed to go out on Shabbos, Bechute Seir, with strands of hair, Bein Mishalah, whether they're her own hair, and Rashi says it's detached, and then she reattaches it somehow, or Bein Mishal Chaverta, whether it's someone else's hair, or Bein Mishal Behema, whether it's a hair of an animal. Okay, and Uba Totafos, she can go out with some kind of Totafos, it's Totafos from Tefillin. It's some kind of frontlet, which is some kind of ornament worn on the front of the head, or Besar Bitin, or with a certain kind of bangles. So all the beads hanging down, Bizman Shein Tefurin. If they're sewn in to a hat or to her hair, somehow they're sewn in there so they're not going to come out, so all that's okay. Bechvul Uba Pei Nachwis. And a kvul, we had a kvul already in the past, but here Rashi says everyone agrees that here we had a machlokas, whether it was a hat or an emblem for a slave. So Rashi says everybody over here says it's a hat because it's connected to a pei nachris, which is a wig. Lachatzer, those could be worn only in the chatzer. We're going to get to what that means. And now b'moch sheba ozna, if sometimes a woman wanted to put in some cotton in her ear to absorb any of the wax, or she'd want to put in some kind of Rashi says for comfort, she'd put some latinug, she'd put some some kind of straw or some kind of cloth to make the shoe not be so uncomfortable, or she'd put in some cloth into her when she's a nida so that she should absorb the blood. So Rashi says something which we, Rashi says, "Ba'osu makom sheyivlo bo hadam," that the blood should be absorbed, "V'lo yitnof bigdeha," and it won't make her clothes dirty. Anyone see a problem with that, Rashi? Anybody remember when we had earlier with a Zav, that we said that a Zav cannot go out on Shabbos with something to protect his clothes? And protecting your clothes is not a good enough reason. So Hakam Rashi over here says it shouldn't protect her clothes. It shouldn't make her clothes dirty. So, right? The Zav can't, why? Change of status. So what I said, the beginning Shlomo says, because Rashi's saying that a Zav is different. Because a Zav was inside, first of all, basically the reason is going to be because a Nida, it's going to be something that's going to be, it's going to be repulsive to her husband. And we're going to say in a minute, that's why she's allowed to do certain things in the Chatzar, to not to be totally repulsive to her husband. They will matter certain takshitim. So the Megillah Shlomo says it could be that that's why they matter for Nida as well. The pilpul, she's allowed to put some pepper in her mouth, peppercorn, to have her breath smell better. Ubagadal melach, and to put in her mouth some kind of salt, some kind of cube of salt, to Rashi says to help the teeth. V'chol davar shenitein l'toch piha, and she can put anything in her mouth. Ubalvad shelotitein l'chatila b'Shabbos, but she can't put it in initially on Shabbos. So Tosfos brings down two shittos. What's going on here? First of all, he says it could be it's a problem of refu. Oh, then the what? Momo line. Then it says v'yim nafal, but if it fell out of the mouth, lo tachsi, you can't put it back in. And then we'll just finish the Mishnah. So Tosfos says either it's a problem of refu on Shabbos, right? If you're putting in something to help your teeth, so it's a problem of refu on Shabbos. So if it's from before Shabbos, it's okay. You can have refu before Shabbos, but if it fell out, you can't put it back in. Others say no, it's a carrying problem. If you put it in on Shabbos, people are going to think that you're trying to do an end run around the issue of carrying. I put it in my mouth, it's okay. People are going to learn the wrong halacha, so you shouldn't do that. Shein tosevos, shein shel zahav, a false tooth or a tooth made of gold. Rebbe matir v'chachamim osrin. Rebbe said it's okay. V'chachamim say it's not okay. Now the Gemara says v'tzricha. I needed you to tell me each of these three different types of hair that a woman could wear on her head. The Ashmin and the Day, if it would be her own, Mishum Delo Mois. Nothing wrong with her own hair, that's not repulsive at all. Abel Chavrete de Mois, but if her friend's hair maybe doesn't look as good, why is she wearing it? So Rashi says, because she wants to look like a woman who has a lot of hair, right? That's why she's doing it. Umois, Ema Lo, I would say no, maybe she'd be embarrassed, they're going to make fun of her, she's going to take it off and carry it. So therefore, the Mishnah has to tell me, even her friends here. Yesh me'inan dechavrete, de bas minahu, at least it's human here. But abel behema, de lav bar minahu, emalo. Maybe she can't wear it again because they're going to make fun of her because it's not human hair and she's going to take it off. Therefore, the Mishnah has to come and tell me it's okay. Utsricha. Tana, and the Mishnah says, ubalvad, and we have a brisa that says, ubalvad shlo teitze yolda b'shal zikna, but a young girl can't wear old woman's hair. Which Rashi says a young woman is dark and an old woman is white. Fizikna b'shal yolda. And an old lady can't wear younger hair. So the Gemara says, Bishlam b'zikna b'shal yolda. I understand why the Brice had to tell me that an old woman can't wear young woman's hair. Shabachula. It's she wants to do that. She wants to look younger. Ela yalda b'shal zikna amai. Why did the Brice have to tell me that a young girl can't wear old? She certainly can't. She's making herself look worse. She's certainly going to be laughed at. She's certainly going to end up taking it off. That's so posh. Why did the Brice have to tell me that? So the Gemara says, you're right. The Brice necessarily didn't have to. I did the Tana Zikna b'shal Yolda. Since the Brice told you the reverse case, so for parallel sake, Tana Nami Yolda b'shal Zikna. The Brice ends off and says, Yolda b'shal Zikna. That an old woman, a young girl, can't even wear the hair of an old lady. Fine. Now the Mishnah said, Ubekvul upeyanach v'slachatzer. Amar Rav said, "Kol she'asu chachamim latzeis bo l'rishus harabim, asur latzeis bo." Kol she'asu chacham latzeis bo. Whatever the chacham said, a woman is not allowed to go out with l'rishus harabim, asur latzeis bo. L'rishus harabim, asur latzeis bo l'chatzar. That a woman cannot wear in the chatzar either. Whatever she can't wear in the rishus harabim, she can't wear in the chatzar. Why? Because if we allow her to wear it in the chatzar, we're afraid, even though it's her chatzar, it's her backyard. But we're afraid she's going to come to forget that she'll carry it out into the street. Chutz, except mikvul upeinachus, except for the hat and the wig, that they will matir. Rav Anani bar Sason mishmed Rav Yishmol Amar hakol kikvul. Everything is like the hat. Everything is mutter like the hat in the chutzah. And so yes. And this is, we mentioned this already, this is the source for the heter of how women get out of the problem. We spend so many dasam talking about things that women are not allowed to wear on Shabbos, and yet today, even in places without an Erev, women wear jewelry, they wear all these hats and all these sorts of things. So how'd that happen? So it's all based on this Gemara, that you see that if it was a chaser, it's okay. So we'd mentioned this already. The Machaber had said that today, the whole world, there's no such thing really as a Rosh Hashanah Avodah Zaraisa, and the whole world is considered like a chatzar, and they were makel. And we had the Machaber said that it's only us and Midrabban on most of these things, and we'd rather, if we tell the women they can't wear it, they're not going to listen anyway, so rather we want them to be shogig rather than be mazid. And the Ramah said that really it was because in the derech of those days, the women generally did not wear jewelry, they did not go out much, and when they did, they would really get all dressed up, and it was much more prevalent to take it off and show it off. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that we've said many times that an Isha Chashuva would not remove anything. Right? So he says that Bisman Azat, all the women are considered Isha Chashuvos, so they can go out because we don't suspect that they're going to take it off and show people. Fine. So Tanan, anyway, so he said that everything is like a kvul, and everything's only usher in the street, but not in the chatzar. But Tanan, we have a brisa that says, b'kvul, the Mishnah says, b'kvul u'pei nachmus l'chatzar. Our Mishnah only says two. Only the kvul and only the paranachris. So how can he say everything? So the Gemara says, yeah. Bishlomo l'rav nicha. So Rav, who said only the kvul and the paranachris, that's fine. El Rav Anani bar Sason kasha. So the Gemara said, no. Rav Anani bar Sason mishmei deman ka'amale. Who did he? Whose name did he say it in? He said it in the mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. He said it in the name of a different Tana. Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, Tana hu palig. He's a Tana. He can argue. So it's a machlokas tanoim. V'rav maishna hani. So according to Rav, why are these different? Amar Ula said kidei shelo tizgona al baila, that a man should not become repulsed by his wife. Kidetanya, and if we don't allow her to wear some ornaments, then it's going to be a bad situation because he's going to be turned off. So they allowed some just so she should look presentable. Kidetanya, like we have a brisa that says as follows. The hadava b'nidasa, that a woman is remaining in her state of nidus. So the kedem harishonim, the old elders, originally the elders thought to say, amru, they said, shalo tachvil, that she shouldn't put on eye makeup, velo taskos, she shouldn't put on any powder on her face, any face makeup, velo tiskashet, bebigdei tzivuin, she shouldn't beautify herself with any colored garments. And all that is because why? Because she's an Ida, she has to be separated, she has to look different. Ad Shabo Rabbi Akiva came along and said, Velimeid, he said, in Cain atamagana al baila, if you do that, you're going to have the wife look disgusting in front of the husband. The nimsa baila magarsha, and it's going to come out that the baal's going to want to divorce her. So what's going on here? So Sefer Eshkol says, who are these Zakanim Harishonim? They were all the Talmidim of Shammai. Shammai holds, in the last Mishnah, the last parak in Gittin, that the only time you're ever allowed to divorce your wife is if matzavah ervas davar. Some impropriety regarding erva takes place. But if you don't get along, or if she doesn't look pretty enough for you, you're not allowed to be megarasher. So according to them, they said, she doesn't have to wear makeup, because it's not a reason for the divorce. They're not allowed to divorce in such a case. So why should they be makel and have her look good? Nothing's going to happen. Not going to come to divorce. So Rabbi Akiva said, no, but we don't paskin that like that. We paskin that you can divorce her for any reason. Right? Even if she burns the food, that's a valid reason. You can send her a gift. So if she's not going to look presentable, he'll think, hey, you know what, who's she? And he'll come to divorce her. That's why he sticks in here, and she'll come to divorce her. What, she's going to come to divorce her because she doesn't look good one time? No, so Rabbi Akiva is saying, we don't hold out the whole shita. You hold that you can never divorce her anyway, so then what does it make a difference what she looks like? You can't divorce her. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, but we hold like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say that you can divorce for any reason. So you want her looking presentable, it's not going to lead to that. So what does it mean that she should remain in her state of nidus? Like we would all think, that she should remain in as a nida until she goes to the mikvah. Of course, Bishami agreed to that too, that she has to go to the mikvah until she becomes tahora. But they say it's an additional interpretation that it means that she shouldn't look with makeup. Fine. One more. We can get to the two dots. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. The only reason why this is here is because it's a statement of Rav. Kol makom she'asru chachamim b'vnei maris ayin. Whenever the chachamim said that something is asr because of maris ayin, afilu b'chadri chadarim asr. Even in private, when no one can see, it's still asr. Tanan, but we have a mission that says v'lo bezug, that a donkey can't go out with a bell, afal pi shepakok, even if it's stuffed up, right? Because it's going to look like it's maris ayin. It's going to look like it's taken it to the market. V'tani, we have another brisa that said, V'tani idach, pakak lo zug, if you pulled out the clapper so the bell can't make any noise, b'tavara, umatayal ima b'chatzar. You can walk around with it in your chatzar. So don't you see over here that we're not concerned about maris ayin? Right? So the Gemara says, Tanohi, it's a machlokes tanoim. Because it says, V'tanya, so shotzin b'chama, you're allowed to take off your, if you got wet on Shabbos, so you can take off your clothes and have them dry in the sun, avalo k'neged ha'am, but not in public. Don't have the clothes being drying in public. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon said, no, you can't even have the clothes drying in public because people will think that you washed them on Shabbos. And therefore, it's also from Aris Ayin, even if it's in private. The Mechaber Paskins like this, and the Mishnah Berurah comes up based on other sources. It's an unbelievable distinction. He says as follows. The Mechaber says, "V'gadim hashiruyim b'mayim, if clothes got wet on Shabbos, Aser lenagvam samach leish. You're not allowed to dry them next to the fire. No, I'm sorry. Wrong one. Mishin ishu kelev b'mayim. Someone's clothes got wet on Shabbos. Holech b'hem. You could walk with them. Ve'eno choshe shem yovu de skita. You don't have to worry about it. You could come to skita. Fine. Now v'lo yish tochem lenagvam. You're not allowed to take them off and lie them out to dry them. Mipnei maris ayin. It's maris ayin. Why? Shlo yach sheduhu shekiv son b'shabbos. People will think you washed them on Shabbos. Vafilu b'chadri chadarim she'ein sham roim aser. Even if it's in private, nobody can see, it's still aser. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, first of all, that your raincoat, you're allowed to dry off, even though it says over here you can't, because people are going to think it's maris ayin. He said that things that you wear, that you always take to the dry cleaner, no one will suspect you of washing it on Shabbos because you never wash it. You always take it to the dry cleaner. So it's not the whole issue doesn't get off the ground. But the Mishnah Berurah says something which is very, very, he says as follows. Even in private, you're not allowed to do something, it's because of Maris Ayin. The Mishnah Berurah makes a critical distinction. He says, Hatam, the lo chilk l'chacham b'takanasam. The chacham is lo plug. If it's usher, it's usher even in private. He says, Kasva tosas v'harosh. The only time you can't do it in private is if people will think that you did an Issa Doraisa. Then you can't do it in private. Kigon kan bekibus. Like washing clothes is Asa Midoraisa. But ze Asa afilu b'chadri chadar. That you can't do in private. Masha enkein. But davashahu Asa derabanan. If you're not doing anything wrong, but if they would think that you're only doing an Issa Midorabanan, afilu lamash yizbru haro, and that's what people are going to think, then lohech miru le'esil b'zeh ki im bifar hesya. That's only usher in public. So if they would only suspect you of doing an Issa Midorabanan, that you're allowed to do in private. And he says, v'huva b'zeh b'divri ha'magin avram, v'taz, v'shari achronim. We'll continue tomorrow.